Vite during shots from Dav Yud Beis, picking it up on the top of Yud Beis. I'm looking back and I hope I said the right thing at the very end of Yud Aleph and Beis. You said, you're not allowed to go and ask that question. That's how we ended off. And we're continuing on with these derushas over here. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Gemura, Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Frek the Gemara. Beep, turn the page. Hashid the Nafka Limi, Lemikseh Hashemayim, Vakaseh Hashemayim. That we learned that the concept that it's also to go and ask beyond the boundaries of this world. We say from one heaven to the other heaven, right, from one to the end. Then why do I need the pasuk which says from the day that Hashem created man on earth? What do I need that? So the Gemara kid Rabbi Lazar, look, Rabbi Lazar came and he speaks and he says, Adam harishu min haaretz v'ad l'rakiyah. He was really tall from the ground, from the ground until the heavens. Shenemar, as it says, l'min ayom shabar lukim Adam al haaretz. From the day that Hashem created Adam, al ha'aretz, and the pasuk ends up by saying that it goes until the Shemayim. The cave on Shesarach, but when he went off, well, he got a little bit, he went off in terms of the Avera, he niachakovs baruch hu yadav alav, Hashem put his hand on him, umiyato, and he made him smaller. Shem, as the pasuk says, achor v'kedem sartani v'toshes alai kapecha. Achor, later, v'kedem, and earlier, tzartani, you fashioned me, and you formed me, v'toshes alai kapecha, and you put your cap, your palm on me. Rashi says, shtei pa'am yu tzartani, t'chila gavo, b'sof shafal, I was first very big, and then I became smaller. Next, Amar Yudam Shmuel, Adam Arishan, misofa olam atzofa haya, he was as big as one end of the earth until the end of the earth. Rashi says, k'shay yishokhev hayirosh l'mizach, if his head was in the east and his feet were in the west. From the time he created him, and from one end of the heaven to the other end. Once he did the Avera, he put his hand on him, and he made him smaller. Says, he put your palm upon me, and he made him smaller. Ihachi, says the Gemara, then Kashu Kraya Dodi. We have machlok as the psukim one or the other. One is implying that he went from the bottom to the top, and one was from side to side. That's going to be idi chad shiro. That's one shear from the heavens to the earth. It's from one side of the world to the other side of the world, so it's not a problem. Varm every damer av asar devarm nivru biyom rishon. There are 10 things that were created on the first day. Ve'eluhen, and these are them. Shamayim va'aretz. Those are two things. Tohu vavo. That's 4. Or v'choshev. That's 6. Ruach umayim. 8. Midas yom umidas laila. That's 10. Rashi says, that's talking about the Chav Dal Shos Bein Shem, the 24 hours between the two of them. Shamayim Va'aretz, what do we learn from the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Bereishis Bar Elokim, Yesa Shamayim Yesa Aretz. Pretty straightforward. V'tohu Vavo, the Chsiv, Va'aretz, Ha'isa, So Vavo. Or, V'choshech, Choshech, the Chsiv, V'choshech, Ha'panei, Tohom. Or, the Chsiv, Va'yom Elokim, Yihi, Or. Ruach Umayim, the Chsiv, V'ruach Elokim, Yerachafes, Ha'panei, Ha'mayim. Midas Yom, Midas Laila, Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, Yom Echad. So there we have all 10 of them that we learned from Tana. We learned Tana Braisa. Tohu, Kav Yorek, Shemakif, Eskola, Olam Kulo. Tohu is a green line that circles the entire world. Shemimenu Yatzah Choshech, from it, dark came from. Shemember, as the Pasuk says, Yoshes Choshech Sisro Svivosav. Pasuk in Tehillim, that this darkness surrounds the heavens. And so that's where we say that the darkness comes from that. Vohu elu avanim amufulamos hamishkos batahom. Vavo is talking about the wet stones. Rashi says lashon of lichluch. Amufulamos hamishkos batahom, that are deep in, that are sunken very deep. Shemem yotzemaim, and that's where water comes out from them. Shemem, as the pasuk says, v'nata alea kav tov v'avnevo. That he stretched out on it the line of so and the stones that came of vo. V'or b'yom rishon ibre. You telling me that or light was created on the first day? Really, you sure about that? Light was created on the first day. V'aksivim pasuk, it says vayiten osam elokim berakia shemayim, that Hashem put them in the rakia of shemayim. I'm talking about the sun and the moon. And that was done on the fourth day, not on the first day. So what you got now? He says that or be Shabbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Rishon Adam Sofa Bo Misofa Olam at Sofa, that the first light that was created in Yom Rishon was able to be, it laid up the whole world from one corner to the next, from one side to the next. Kibbutzin is Takal Kodesh Baruch Hu B'dor Mabul B'dor Flag. Once Kodesh Baruch Hu looked and he saw that what's going to happen by the door of Mabul, when the by the generation of the flood and that of the door of Palaga, the door of the dispersion, when they were going to build the Tower of Babylon, he saw that they were going off the derech over there. Amadu Gizanzu, man, he was going to use this or this light, this great powerful light. Shanemar's Buzik says, and he hid from them, and he held back from them this great light. Who did he say? Who did he go and use it for? Who did he hide it for? La tzaddikim la said vlavo. He's hid it for the tzaddikim. Shanemar's Buzik says, Vayara lukim esaor kitov. He thought it was good. Vein tov. Ela tzaddik, shenamar imru tzaddik kitov. Say of the tzaddik that he is good. So that's what ended up happening. Kevin Shira or Shiganazal tzaddikim samach. Once the or saw, like, oh my goodness, I'm getting hit away for the tzaddikim, he was happy. Actually, the Bach says Shiganazal tzaddikim miyad samach. Okay, beautiful. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, or tzaddik yismach. The light of a tzaddik, viyizdu. Lost my place over here. The light of a tzaddik is happy. Says the Gemara, Kitanoim. Actually, really, this is a machlokas tanoim. Or Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yom Rishon, the light that he created on the first day. Adam Tzofa, Madri Bomi Tzofa, Lamet Tzofa, went from one end to the other end. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, Azakizuk Rabbi Yaakov. V'chamrom, they say, Hein, Hein, Ma'or, Shenivru, B'Yom Rishon. Nope, it's the same light that was created on the first day. It was created, V'lo Nitla Ad Yom Revi, wasn't hanged in the skies, the sun and the moon, until actually the fourth day. Amar Rav Zutabar Tuvi, Amar Rav, Asar Devar Mnivar Olam, the world was created with 10 things. B'chachma. Ubisvuna, Ubidas, these are three different things. Ubikoach, Ubigaara, with some sort of musr. Ugavur, with power. Betzedek, Ubimishpat, 7 and 8. Bechesed, Virachamim, 9 and 10. After the word is created. Bechachma, Ubisvuna, the pasuk says, Hashem Bechachma, Yosad Eretz, Konin Shemayim, Bisavuna, pretty straightforward. Bedas, the it says, Bedaito, Tahomos, Nivko, with his understanding, the depths were, Nivko, were, separated. Bekoch begevura. The pasuk says, "Mechim harim bekocho nezar begevura." He set mountains with strength, and he girded it with might. Begara with musa with screaming. The pasuk says, "Amude shemayim yirafofu v'yismu begaraso." That the amude, the pillars of the heavens, they were shaking and shocked by his getting by getting some musa there. He got screamed at. But tzedekim mishpat, tchsev, tzedekim mishpat, mechon kisecha. Tzedekim mishpat are the foundation of the throne. Bechesed v'rachamim, tchsev, the pasuk says, zechor racham, zechor rachamecha, Hashem v'chasadecha, ki me'olam, eimahu. Okay, so there's that. Okay, now we move on to Vayter. V'amar Rabbi Yudam Rab, B'shal Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Olam Ha'yamarchi V'holich Kishtei Pakiyos Shel Shesi. It kept going and going and going. It was like a ball of thread that was just flying out. Ad Shegar Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'amido, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at it, he screamed at it, and it stopped in place. Shenemar Amudei Shamayim Rofofu V'yismu V'garosav. The pillars of the heavens were scared. They shook and they were shocked by his ga'ara, by his scream. This is why I heard once people say you should be a yare shamayim. Just like shamayim fears Hashem, that ara yom, they stay exactly where it was from the time Hashem yelled at it, so too we should also listen to Hashem like that. V'hainu da'amar Reish Lakish, ma'ayin l'sif, when he says, v'ani el kel shakai. What does it mean when it says that pasuk? Ani u shamarti la'olam dai. Shakai is dai, that it should stop. It should stop where it is. Amar Reish Lakish, B'shal Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Say Yom HaTam HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sea, the ocean. Ha'yamarchi v'holich, it was going and going. Ad Shegar Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yivoshu, until he yelled at it and it stopped. It started to V'yivoshu like a Yabasha. It started to dry up, and that's why the along the sea, the coastline, is called the Yabasha. Shenemar Gar Bayom V'yibshehu V'chol Anaharis Hechriv, and all of the rivers dried up. Tanu Rabba, Wabbanan, Besham, Ayomim, Shemaim Nivru Tchila. First Shemaim was created, Vichakach Nivru's Haaretz, and then the land was created. Shenemar, Bereishis, Barlukim, is a Shemaim, Vias Haaretz, so first the heavens and the earth. Beselomim, Eretz Nivru's Tchila, Vachakach Shemaim, first the land, then the heavens. Shenemar, Bayom Asosa Shemalukim, Eretz, Vishemaim, that came first. Armelam, Besel, Besham, I had to say to Besham, according to you, that Shemaim came first. Adam Bona Aliyah. You first build the second floor, and then you build the first floor. The Shemaim is upstairs, and then it's downstairs. Shemaim, how do you know that Shemaim is considered upstairs? Shemaim is supposed to say, Abonaj Bashemaim Ma'alosav, Agudosal Eretz Yisada. Ma'alosav meaning the upstairs one, and Eretz Yisada is the foundation. So why would you do it backwards? Amr Lahem, Shemaim Labisil, they say back to him, Lidavichem, what about according to you? Adam Osis Shrafraf, Acharkach Osakise. What does a person first make a Shrafraf? Rashi says is Laraglav. It's like, I think it's called an ottoman in English, if I got that right. It's a footstool. Vikise leishev, and then a seat to stand on, to sit on. What do you mean to tell me? You first put your footstool, then your chair? Doesn't make sense. Shenemar, kol ma'arshem, ha-shamayim kisiva, or it's adam raglai, that the shamayim is my throne, and the land is my footstool. V'chacham ma'arim, they say, zev zeh ka'achas nivro. Not really, both of them are created at the same time. Shenemar, the pasuk says, af yodi yosta aretz. Vimino tipcha shamayim. Also, my hand has set down the foundations of the earth, and my right hand has measured out the heavens. Korea ani aleim yamdu yachtav. I call them that they should stand together. Vidach my yachtav. Okay, so what do they do? What Beisham Mishil do? The fact that it says yachtav says the low mishtalfe me'adadim. These yachtav means that they're not gonna slip one from the next. They're connected one to the other. Kashu koya adadi. Okay, but we have the problem of the psukim Beisham Mishil. They're going one against the other. So which was created first? It's really when it was created first, the Shemayim was created, then Aretz. But when it was actually set into place, first it was the Aretz that was put, and then the Shemayim was put. My Shemayim. What does the lesson Shemayim mean? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chinina, Shesham Mayim. Over there, there is water. A place where there is water. B'mastis Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Eish Umayim. Shamayim means Eish, Umayim, fire and water. Malam Shevina Kodesh Baruch Hu Utorfen Zabazeh. Hashem brought them together and he went and he mixed them all up. And Va'asim Him Rakia, and he made the Rakia from it. Shalom Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel came and he asked Rabbi Akiva. They were walking together and he asked him, Armele, he said, listen, Atah Sheshimash to ask Nachamish Gamzu, is the Mishnaim Shana, you are Mishamish Tamil Chacham, Mishamish Nachamish Gamzu for 22 years. So I got a question. Shall you dorish call us in Torah? He dashed in every S every time he said the word S in the Torah. So what is Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz? Why are you a dorish man? Why does it say it? Just say Shemayim ve'Aretz. What's Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz? Amalei says back to him. Idlu Nemar Shemayim ve'Aretz. If it would have just said Shemayim ve'Aretz, and Esa Omer would have said Shemayim Shemo Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That the Shemayim, the word that Shemayim is a name of Hashem. It's about success. Bereishis Bar Elokim Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz. First Bar Elokim Shemayim, like as if that's part of his name. And therefore, you see, Omer Shemayim Shemohu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achshav Shemayim Eisa Shemayim VeEisa Aretz. Now that I know that it splits it up, Shemayim Shemayim Mamish Aretz Aretz Mamish. It means literally these things, and it doesn't mean that it is his name. Beep. Turn the page. Your base of my base. Eisa Aretz La Melisa. Why do I have to say Eisa Aretz? Once I say Eisa Shemayim, just say Eisa Shemayim VeAretz. Why is he Shemayim VeEisa Aretz? Lahakdim Shemayim VeAretz. To make sure that Shemayim comes before Aretz. Rashi says, had you not said Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz, you would have thought they were both created at the same time. The answer is no, Shemayim first and Aretz. V'ha'aretz. So he says, so v'avohu michti. Let's break this down. You said the land was so v'avohu, but Shemayim asked v'Esha. The Torah goes and it talks about the fact that the Shemayim was created first. Ma'ishnad, the kachashiv ma'isa Aretz. We say Bereishis Bar Elokim is the Shemayim v'Esa Aretz. Then we go into describing Aretz. Why don't we move into Shemayim? Why are you saying Ma'ishnad the Kachashiv Ma'isa Aretz first? And are you describing it? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Melech Masa V'Dam Shemar Lavadav is a maser to a regular king that tells to his servants, Hashkimu Lepischi, come, I want you to meet me by my Pesach, by my entrance. Hishkimu Matzah Nashim by Nashim. You found over there women and men that are there. Lemi Meshabeach, who is it going to be Meshabeach that came? Lemi Shein Darkal Hashkim Hishkim. The one who's not normally Mashkim, they didn't normally come and greet him over there and come early and they came early. The men are the ones that normally come early. The women usually come a little bit later. And what we're doing over here is that the Shemayim are like the males and the Aretz is like the females. And therefore we go out and we give the Aretz who's normally chilling and taking time to whatever. We go out and we praise it for coming over here. And that's why it starts off. V'ha'aretz. He says, Zovavo. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oy lahem labrios sheroos veinam yodos maros. Oy, woe to the people who see, but they don't know what they see. Omdos and yodos amayin omdos. They're standing, but they don't realize what they're standing on. Haaretz amaomed. What is the earth standing on? Almudim, it's standing on pillars. Okay. Shenemar hamargiz eretz mimkoma vamudea yispalotsun. One who shakes the earth from its place and its pillars shake. they tremble. Amudim al mayim, and the water, and the amudim, the pillars are standing on water. Shenemer leroka haaretz al hamayim, that they spread out the earth on water. Mayim al har al har al haharim, water is on mountains. Shenemer al harim yamdu mayim, on the mountains water is standing. Harim beruach, it's standing upon wind. Shenemer, as a pasuk says, ki hini yotzer harim uva reach ruach, that he forms mountains and creates wind. Rashi explains on that one that ma inyan ze eitzel ze elu lalamet cha shaharim omdim al ruach. What shaykh is to put these two together unless it's coming to teach you that? Ruach besa'ara, the wind is on a sa'ara, it's on a storm. Shenem as a pasuk says, ruach sa'ara osed devaro. The wind, the storm, does what it has to do. It does what it devaro, what it was told to do. Sa'ara tuliyah bezro shalakodesh baruch hu. The sa'ara is on the arm of the ribona shalom kaviyachol. Shenemar mitachas zro es olam. Like it says, underneath are the arms of the world. Rashi says, "Mitachas kol yitzira zeros olam hasovel sosov, that sovel that carries it." Chacham say, "Al shnayim shnei masar amudim." The earth is on 12 amudim. Shenamar yatsev gvulos amim lemisvah bnei Yisrael, like the number of bnei Yisrael, which is the 12 shvatim. V'yishom, some say shiva amudim. Some say that's on 7 pillars. Shenamar chotzva amudeh shiva, that it was carved out 7 pillars. Pasuk in Mishlei, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Amar, he says, Alamud Echad Vitzadik Shemot, on one Amud, and the Tzadik is its name. Shemar Vitzadik Yesod Olam, and the Tzadik is Yesod, is the foundation of the world. We just went down, now we're going up. Amar Behuda, Shnei Rekiyim, Hain, there are two firmaments, two Rekiyim, Shemar, two heavens. Shemar, Hain La Hashem Elokecha HaShemayim, Ushmei HaShemayim, the Shemayim and the Shmei HaShemayim, the heaven of heavens, the heavens and the heavens of heavens. Rishal Kishamar, Shiva, there are 7 heavens, Ve'elu Hain, these are them. Vilon, Rakia, Shchakim, Zvul, Maon, Machon, Aravos. Those are the names of the 7 heavens. Weiter. Okay, now, let's break down what this means and what's going on. Obviously, Kabbalistic stuff happened over here, so if you want the real deal, go to your local Kabbalist. Vilon einum shamish klum. Vilon, which is the first shamayim, the first heaven, there is no, it's not mishamish anything. Ela nichnas shachris yotze arvis. It comes, it enters in the morning, and it leaves, and it covers the sky in the night. Mechadish b'choyim ma'aseh b'reishis, and it's, and it becomes new. It makes new. B'chol yom, every day, Maisa Bereshis, the creations of Bereshis. So again, Nichta Shachris, V'yotzei Arvis, and Mechalat B'chol yom, Maisa Bereshis. Shenemar Hanote Kadod Shamayim, V'yim Tachim Kol Hasheva. So when he spreads the heavens like a thin curtain and stretches them like a tent to dwell in. So what do we see? That what it's doing is spreading out. As Rashi points out, that Alma Yesh Shamayim She'en Mishamshin Ella Tash Mishirib Perusa. What's supposed to do is take a cloth and spread out the cloth. Rakia, what's Rakia? Next level. Shebo Chama Levana Kochav Mazalos Kavun. That's where the sun and the moon, the stars, and all the mazalos, all the constellations are. That's where they all hang out in that area. Shemar V'yitin Osam Elokim B'Rakia Shamayim. That Hashem put all these things, the beginning part of the pasuk talks about all these things, and he put them in the Shamayim. Shchakim, what does that mean? Shchakim, which are mills, things that grind. Shebo Rechaim Omdos. That's where Rechaim, the mills, stand. Vitochanos man litzadikim, they go and they grind up man for the tzadikim. Shenemar, as a pasuk says in Tehillim, vayitzav shchakim imal v'dalsei shemayim pasach v'yamter aleim man leechol. He commanded the mills above and opened the doors of heaven and rained upon them the man to eat. And yah, zavul, what's zavul? It's a place where you chill, a place the dar to live. That is shavu yushalayim v'bishan migdash v'mizbeach banu. That's where Yushalayim Shamayla. Remember, we saw that in Tainus. Anybody remember what Yushalayim Shamayla is? I'll give you 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't remember either. I think it's on. Where are you? Dafhei. Dafhei in Tainus. Anyway, that is where that stuff is hanging out. Michal Asar, Gadol Omid, or Makrevel of Karban. And Michal stands over there and he's bringing Karbanos. Shenemar's pasuk says, "Bano benisi beis zvul lach machon l'shivtecha olamim." I built a house of living for you, and the foundation for your dwelling forever. Minolan dikri shemaim. Where do we know that it's called shemaim? That level is called shemaim. D'chsev ha beit mishamayim urei, ha beit mishamayim urei. As look down from the shemaim, from the heavens, and see mizvul kodshecha v'sifartecha, from your zvul, your residence of holiness and splendor. Ma'on is number 5. Shabo kitos shal malachi ashori sha'om shira balayla. That's where you have all types of malachim that are hanging out over there that they sing song in the nighttime. Rashi says, Ma'on is Lashon Madur, a place to live. Makom Shemalachim Darimba, that's where Malachim live. V'choshes Bayom Ibn Kvodim Shal Yisrael, but they're quiet during the day out of the covered for Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Ibn Kvodim Shal Yisrael, Shemekalsin Bayom. So the Jews can do their prayer at those times. Shenara Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chastu, V'layla Shiro Imi. In the day Hashem has command his Chesed, in the night his song is with me, meaning in the Shemayim upstairs. However, Rish Lakish differs. He argues, "Amar Rish Lakish kol osik b'torah b'layla, enu ushtaigs the Torah at night." Hakadosh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yom. He goes ahead and he puts a chut shel chesed, some sort of a string of kindness on him during the day. Some sort of thread. In other words, it's going to be motzi chayin b'inei other people. It's going to be good. Shenever, the pasuk says, Yomam Yitzavi Hashem Chasto. Umatam, and what's the reason? What's pshat that Yomam Yitzavi Hashem Chasto, that Hashem does this? Mishum uva laila shiro imil, because of the night that the song was with him. Meaning to say that we were shtagging. Rashi says, Berakia im shir shali shekilasti v'yom. There's a lot of toida which is going on. Vigadiyam, you something explained like this. Some Rabbi Shalkos call us like Matorba Lomazan, and when Ushtag is in Toyota Lomazan, Shu Domalaya, which is like night. This world is considered like night, it is dark. We don't know what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Lev Chuchel Chesel, Leo Lomaba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Lev Chuchel Chesel, Leo Lomaba, Shu Domalayom, which is compared to the day. Yishenem is possible success, Yomam, Yisav Hashem Chasta, Uvalayla, Shiro Himi. Now, I'm Rabbi Levi. Call a posting with every Toyota, when we stop Shtagging Toyota. Someone's learning to stop. Osing with Divrei Sicha. And they go and they start talking about other things, or in the middle of learning, and they stop. They feed them burning coals, like the gachle resamim is a type of wood that they feed him. Shenemer hakutvim aluach alisiach, those who cut down the alisiach by going in and just like sicha talking, v'shorish resamim lachmam. The roots of rosem, of these type of coals, are going to be lachmam, their food. It's going to be their bread. It's going to be what they eat. Okay, back to what we were talking about. How do we know that level 5 is called Shemayim? Shenemer hashkifa mimon kachecha min ha-shamayim. The pasuk says that they go and look down from in ha-shamayim. Machon, now number 6. Shebo otzos sheleg va-otzos barad. What's in machon? Machon is a place where they store stuff. Some of okay, Rashi says Lashon Otzer Shel Peronius, an Otzer of bad stuff, a storehouse of not great stuff. Kama Da'at Amar Nechonu LeLeitzim Shfatim. Oy, Shaba Otzer Shelig VeOtzer Bar. Stored over there is snow and hail. All this stuff is Rashi says LePeronius, which is going to be things which are not good. Valius Telolim Roim Valilus Agolim, and you have an Aliyah, the upper floor, an attic, which is Telolim Roim, which is full of Tal, which is Ra, bad dew, Va'alilas Agolim, and full of water, which is not going to be good for us either. So they have stuff waiting to do bad stuff. V'chadra Shel Sufa, and V'chadra Shel Sufa, Usa'ara, there's a place, there's a room in it that has Sufa, which is a type of storm, Usa'ara, another type of storm, Uma'ara Shel Kitor, and there's a cave over there that has Kitor in it, which is, I don't know, some sort of smoke. V'dal Soseim Eish, and the doors are made of fire. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem Lachos Otzer Hatov. Hashem's going to open his Otzer Hatov, which means that if there's Otzer Hatov, then there's also Otzer which is not Tov. Rashi says, Lemidas Shiyesh Lo Otzer, Lemidas Shiyesh Lo Otzer Leperonis, that there's an Otzer, some sort of storehouse, which is something which is bad for us. Hani Berakia is new. What are you talking about? All that stuff, those rooms are in the Rakia, they're in the heavens. Hani Ba'ari is new. We know those things are down on earth, except as the Pasuk says, Hallelujah Hashem Min Ha'aretz, praise Hashem from the earth. Tanina V'chol Tahomos. So we say from the earth comes these things, these giants in the ocean and in the watery, in the depth of the water, fire, hail, snow, this type of smoke, storm, wind, which is going to go and play out what he wants, play out everything he says. Osed Devaro does like his word. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav comes over and says, David, what's the answer? David, Bikesh Aleim Rachamim Varidan Le'aretz. David, he sought out from the Lord that there should be some sort of Rachamim, and therefore was brought down to the world. Amar Lefanav, Amar Lefanav, David said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Lo El Chafetz Resha Ota. You ain't somebody who wants, who's chafetz, who desires rasha, that should be rasha, rishus, I say rishus, wickedness, lo yugur chara. You don't have ra, evil, that is dwelling. A tzaddik ato Hashem, you're a tzaddik, lo yugur b'mur chara. There shouldn't be things living with you that's ra, that's evil. Uminolin de'ikri shamayim, period. Now, how do we know that this otzer is called shamayim? D'chsev, the pasuk says, v'ato tishma shamayim mechon shiftecha. You should hear from the heavens, the mechon shiftecha, the foundation of your shiftecha, of where you live, where you dwell. Aravos, and what's this, number seven? Shabot tzedek mishpat tzedaka. Over there we have tzedek, mishpat, and tzedaka, righteousness, justice, and tzedaka, charity. Ginzei chayim, v'ginzei shalom, v'ginzei bracha, all the good stuff. V'nishma shemshel tzedikim. The neshamas of the tzaddikim, veruchos and neshamas hasidim libaros, and all the things are going to be created in the future. Rashi says, "Chadehi v'yesh mefarshim ruach hi neshama ha'osuya b'dumus haguf." That's one thing. You see, sometimes the ruach is a neshama that's created in the dumus of the guf. Neshama neshima is the breaths. Vital shasa kodesh baruch hu hachias b'meisim, and the do that Hashem is eventually going to go and bring down tchias ha'meisim from. This is like good stuff hanging out up there. Tzedek u'mishpat tachsev, tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha, is by your kiseh, by your throne. Tzedaka tachsev, v'yilbash tzedaka kashiryon. Kodesh baruch hu wears tzedaka, wears it like a kashiryon. Rashi says lamadata she'imo tzedaka shriya, that it hangs out with Hashem. Ginzei chayim, it's the treasury of life. Tachsev, the pasuk says ki'imcha mekor chayim, with you is a mekor, is a source of life. Viginze shalom d'chsev vayikra lo Hashem shalom viginze bracha, I know bracha d'chsev, the pasuk says yisa bracha meis Hashem nishmasim shal tzadikim d'chsev v'hayisa nefesh adoni tzerura b'tzura chayim eis Hashem lekecha, that my master's soul will be bound up in the bond of life with Hashem. Ruchos and neshamos shalosu libaros, all these things that eventually are going to be created. The pasuk says, "Ki ruach milfanai yatov uneshamos ani asisi." All this is hanging out with Hashem. Vital shasav kodesh baruch hu lachus meisim. The pasuk says, "Geshem nedavos tanif elokim." A geshem nedavos, a rain of nedava, generous rain. Tanif elokim, Hashem spread out. Nachalascha vanilla ata konanta. When your people were tired, you set it up strongly. Sham ofanim usrafim v'chayis hakodesh malchay asharis. You have all these different types of malachim that are hanging out there. V'kisei hakavod melech kelchay v'chay ram v'nisa shochen aleim. Hashem is resting above, on top of them. Shenemar solu l'roche barovus b'ka shemo. Hashem who rides on top with his name of Ka. We know in the Ikri Shemaim, how do we know that this is called Shamayim? Asir Rechiva Rechiva, Vegzer Shava, Rechiva Rechiva. Ksiv Hacha, it says in one place, Solo the Rochiv by Ravos, that this is talking about Hashem, the place where Hashem is. Ksiv Hasam, Rochiv Shamayim Bezreka. We have the word that rides on heaven to help you, so we have the word Rochiv Rochiv to tell you that it is Shamayim. Then we say, V'choshech v'anan v'arafel makifin, makifin oso. Darkness, clouds, and thick clouds are surrounding. Shenemar yoshes choshech siso sivivosav sukaso. That he made darkness that covered him around where he was sheltered. Cheshchas mayim ave shchakim. The darkness of water and the ave, like clouds of shchakim of the heavens. Frank the Gemara, what? Umiika chashocha kamei mishmaya? Is there darkness in the heavens? V'aksiv, we know he says in the pasuk in Daniel, hu gali amiskasa umistarasa, that he reveals the deep and that is mysterious. Yada ma b'chashocha, he knows everything's in the darkness. Unahara imei shrei, and light is imei with him. Shrei is dwelling, is with him. So lo kasha says Gemara, it's not a question. Ha, that one says that there's light. That's talking about beep turned up. Yud Gimel. That's talking about Bibate Gavoy. That's what they talk about on his inner place where he lives. Rashi says, Unahora Imei Shara, that's what it was. But Ha, Bibate Virai. The first one, it says that there's darkness. That's talking about on the outside. Okay, my friends, on outside of his chambers. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.